What's going on, guys? I'm Joey Real Talk of Toronto, alongside Dan the Freakster Frigo, bringing you a gaming podcast.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
I know, so. It's been quite a while. I think, the Evolve was our last talk?
Yeah, probably end of January, beginning of February was the last one.
Yeah, we've been slacking. We're really trying to get back into getting more into gaming, because there's a lot of games, tons of games.
In June now, especially the time where we're starting to get a lot of announcements, and now you're getting more excited because a lot of titles. Sorry, my dog. Yeah, he's scratching. But there's so many titles that are starting to get announced in June and towards the summer. All these popular titles making new remakes, remasters, new titles coming out. It's a really exciting month coming up. So
the best thing about this month is E3.
Exactly, yeah.
We got that going on next week. E3 is probably my favorite time for gaming, because that's when companies are like, that's when you lay it out. That's when you show your game. That's really your make or break point.
That's where everybody sees what you got, and it's going to pretty much determine if they're going to pre-order and buy your copy.
That's the thing. It's really make or break. If you come to the table and you show something amazing, you're already going to get hyped for the game. That's going to be awesome. You come to the table and you bring something half-assed, you're probably not going to make your sales
quota. Yeah. I mean, it's so cool. Like, you hear, for a couple months now, you hear about these games coming out, and they say, okay, ready for E3. That's when they're going to spit out their game. They're going to tell everything about it, probably show you some teaser trailers, probably show you some gameplay. Yep. So that's the best part, because you wait so long just to see it, and now they're actually showing you the game. You're like, holy shit. Nah, I really want this.
Yeah, and then the coolest thing is a lot of it's, hidden. You're not really too sure what to expect at E3.
Yeah.
So you expect, obviously, the titles like Call of Duty, Final Fantasy, Battlefield.
Yeah, Halo.
Like Halo. Like, the stuff that happens not often. I mean, Call of Duty happens every year, but like those you expect.
Uh-huh.
But we have heard some news of games that I was not expecting at all.
Yeah.
I'm hyped as shit. I'm just going to jump right into it. Fallout 4.
Oh, yeah. Definitely Fallout 4.
The hype is real. I haven't got excited about a game in a long time. And Fallout 4, I feel it really has the potential to dominate this year.
Well, yeah. What we were talking right before we started this podcast, we're looking at the dates from when the Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas came out. And if you consider Fallout New Vegas a last title, a lot of people were Fallout 3 a lot more. But Fallout 3 came out in 2008,
yep.
And then Fallout New Vegas in 2010. So at least it's been at least 5 years since the last title.
Yeah, so they've been, I don't know if you want to say slacking, because Fallout 3 was so good. And even Vegas wasn't that bad.
I think what it came into is they probably were making, they're kind of getting into development with it. And then maybe they had to scratch it when they heard with new generation consoles coming out.
Yeah, that's true.
So that made it happen with that one. So they may have to scratch it and then kind of remake a whole new model based off the new graphics and new systems. So that could have been a possibility. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, out of all these troll articles saying Fallout 4, and now it's actually real for once.
Yep.
I was at work early in the week, and I saw the trailer for it. I was like, this is just BS, man. This is just going to be another, troll. Right. And then it's actually, legit from Fallout, and you're just like, holy shit, man.
And you look like, who posted this? And you're like, Bethesda, and you're like, God. Like,
finally.
This is happening. So, from what we know, taking place in Boston.
Okay.
After the fact of Fallout 3, I guess, or the same time. That's the one thing I'm not too sure is what time zone. I think it takes place after Fallout 3. Not long, maybe a couple years.
Yeah.
But your Vault 1...
111?
111, I believe.
Yeah, I think it was cryogenic, something like that.
So, maybe... I don't know. I mean, from the trailer, it looked like you're a human. So, I'm not too sure if you're going to be, modified.
Yeah.
Because different vaults could be doing different things. If you've seen from, Fallout 3, they had some, weird science stuff. So it's possible you could be modified in a way.
Well, because each vault was had different tests and different experiments to see how people would survive in different environments. Right. So each vault is different in that way. So, you know, that was one thing I really liked about Fallout. I was going to different vaults. And, you know, now I'm really excited to see the story and, like, what the whole plot is, what the guy you might have to go after. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I never think it's in the trailer. It showed, like, some guy in a suit. No, like, it was, like, a train tunnel or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so, hidden villain, perhaps? Yeah. Or maybe that it could even be you.
Yeah, you know, that's true, too. Shows yeah.
what you look like when you're a badass. So, a lot of speculation so far. Just the fact that I know is just, it's in Boston.
Yeah.
Which is actually really cool. So, you get to actually be, Vegas, I don't know. I'm not counting Vegas. Let's just go from Fallout 3 to this one. It's actually going to be more town-oriented.
Yeah.
Which I think is going to be awesome. So you're going to buildings and...
It looks like Fallout 3 pretty much.
Yeah, but I think this will be on a bigger scale.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that's one thing I was talking to is like how big the game will probably be.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll probably be very large.
Yeah, I think they've always had the technology to go big.
Yeah.
But now since they're doing it for new gen, I think they can make it bigger, better.
Yeah.
Which needs to happen. I seen a funny comment saying, like, hey, since this is new gen, are we going to get a sprint button? So, it's a really good point. Are we going to get a sprint button?
Yeah, right.
Are we going to be able to run in this game?
And especially when you're, what's the term, overbearing, whatever it's called?
Oh, too yeah.
Stuff.
Where you carry an apple and you can't walk.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, okay, let's see all the 250 items I have that I can drop. All right, here, this.
So, that's one thing. Kind of curious to see. Are they? I would imagine they're keeping that aspect because it's an awesome thing. Cause it's,
oh, yeah.
Because it makes you really think, what do I need? What do I have to have?
Mm-hmm.
What can I get rid of?
Yeah.
So, be very interesting to see what they're going to bring. Awesome. Or even, are they gonna show anything at all? I think they're going to show something. I think they're going to... I don't know. I don't think they should keep it a secret anymore. Because they kept it a secret for over 5 years.
I think they'll show some gameplay. I think they'll show something. I mean, especially... Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's just rumored that it might come out in end of 2015, but
there is a 2015
release. If it is, then I would think they would. You gotta show something. If you know less than 6 months, you're trying to, you know, sell a game. You gotta show something to it.
Yeah. So, as of now, huge hype.
Yeah.
A lot of expectation. Well, I don't know. I don't know what you could expect. I'm expecting Fallout 3 bigger scale.
Uh huh.
Which would be perfectly fine. But. Like, I never played Vegas. I've seen my brother play it.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked all right. It looked cool because it was, like, casinos and shit.
Yeah, I think the thing was, you know, Fallout 3 is a really successful game. And you're trying to, you know, keep up with that. It's hard to do that with any game. Yeah. You make such a great game, and then you try to make a sequel to it. You know, it's hard to please people when you try to change it up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are like, you know, I still want it the way it was before. But, you know, it still wasn't a bad game. But Fallout 3, to me personally, and probably a lot of people still today, say it's better.
Yeah. So, very interesting. I'm really interested in Fallout 3.
It's going to be awesome. And
not Fallout 4.
Yeah, yeah. Let's say. And it's definitely going to be really exciting to see what they have for us at E3. But moving on, we have so many other titles that are coming out. We just saw Fallout 4 for like probably in the last... 5-6 minutes.
My biggest.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait to see that in E3. Right. I don't know what your pick out of our list, but I mean, there is literally a ton of games. These are only the ones that are, like, confirmed. So there's potential to be literally double the size that we have.
But, before I give away my title that I think, besides Fallout 4, like you said, I'm going to list off some games that are out there. Probably what we thought were really big titles. That are going to be announced at E3. There are other ones out there, the ones that we haven't listed. But this is quite a few huge titles. It's just a huge list. So I'll start. So besides Fallout 4 we were talking about, there's the new Assassin's Creed Syndicate that's going to be coming out. They have Batman Arkham Knight. There's Battleborn. Call of Duty Black Ops 3. Dark Souls 3, the next sequel to Dark Souls 2. The Division, the Tom Clancy game. Doom. Fable Legends, Forza 6, the new Gears of War project that's been talked about, Halo 5 Guardians, Homefront 2, Kingdom Hearts 3, Mass Effect 4, Metal Gear Solid 5, Minecraft Story Mode, New Mirror's Edge, Overwatch by Blizzard, Star Wars Battlefront, the new Rainbow Six Siege game, Uncharted 4, XCOM 2, Xenoblade Chronicles, Yoshi's Woolly World, Just Cause 3, and we also have a Square Enix secret title that will be announced there too.
I don't know what that could be. I think it's going to be probably Dragon Age. I mean, not Dragon Age, Dragon Quest.
Okay.
That's what my guess is. It's
okay.
Dragon Quest game.
Yeah, but, so that's just, there's still other games out there, probably, you know, smaller companies too, making games and, probably indie games and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's a ton of them. These are like the big names, at least the ones that I found that were that should be mentioned.
Because
I figure these are the ones you guys probably really care about too.
But, so probably my game, besides that I'm really excited for, probably like I said before, is Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah.
Because that was just my childhood game.
Oh, yeah.
I played that for so many hours. And then after Kingdom Hearts 2, you're just expecting a Kingdom Hearts 3, and you hear about them making it, and then it just kind of, like, never happened.
It was just kind of something that was just, like, whispered.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah,
it was just like Kingdom Hearts 3. Just, yeah. You're like, what? What was that?
Yeah. That's a good analogy. I like that.
It just goes away.
Yeah, I was it's insane, and so, I mean, finally they're making a game that I just loved playing as a kid. It's just, definitely can't wait to see what they actually have on it, because there's still not much on it, and I really want to see what they bring and show what they have, maybe even some gameplay, so that's what I'm really excited for, so that's probably my big game.
And another thing about that is, I think I've heard it's going to be multi-platform. It's not going to be a PlayStation exclusive, which would be amazing. If I get this for the Xbox One, obviously we're Xbox fanboys. Yeah. Well, not fanboys, but we own Xbox.
We prefer Xbox.
If that's the case, I really think they need to do that, because it's an awesome game. It needs to be on multiple platforms.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely going to be a game I'm really excited for. And actually, another one I'm kind of excited for, actually coming out really soon, is the new Batman Arkham Knight game. Nice. I don't know how many people are big for that, but the Batman games have been really huge hits. Batman Arkham Asylum was huge. It was such a really, for Batman, the games were just so good. Like, the storylines were just really good, how they made it. Arkham City, just even better. And then Arkham Origins was made by a new company, and coming off of Arkham City, which was probably, I mean, I've never seen a game rated so good before. It was like 10 out of 10 for everything.
Yeah, I got
it. Everything was like rated 10 out of 10. So playing that game, just awesome story mode, playing as Batman, and then playing as Catwoman, playing as both storylines, playing, you know, roaming through Arkham City. It was really cool. And Arkham Origins tried to live up with that, and it was kind of hard for them because they came from Arkham City. So for them to try to please the fans was hard. But now it's made by the people who made Arkham City for Batman Arkham Knight. So I'm really glad to see that they're making a game again. So I know that it'll be really good. Probably even better than Arkham City, hopefully. So that's another title I'm really excited for.
Yeah, and the cool thing is they show the Batmobile.
Yeah.
You could actually drive the Batmobile. And they made it look sick.
Yeah, right?
Like, that, it looked like it transformed at one part. Like, in the trailer.
Yeah.
Shows up, guns pop out, and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So maybe they add new game modes. You have racing.
Oh, yeah, that's
like
true.
Like, deathmatch, you know, like a twist of metal.
Try to make some online there. That'd be a big idea.
That would be amazing. So, a lot of these games are getting pretty big hype. But hype is actually one of the worst things a game could have.
Oh, yeah, because it doesn't live up to it.
We've seen so many titles. Like, when we talk about Evolve, that hype was insane. I was excited.
It looks so cool because it was different.
I know. It came out and it fell off immediately.
Yeah, you don't even see me ever play it. Don't even talk about it.
Nope. It's a game that everybody was excited for, and it didn't live up.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. I really try not to get excited for games anymore for that reason. But Fallout 4, so hard not to get excited for that game.
Well, even back on your thing about hype, even just trying to get a game on day one anymore, there's no point.
No.
Because they have so many problems now. They're so online on, like, oriented, like, they just, like, everything's, like, online, so, you know, if it doesn't work right away, it just screws up everything. Mm-hmm. So there's so many bugs. So you might as well wait a few weeks before you even want to, like, attempt to get it, because you're not going to be able to play it for a few weeks anyway, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, so for you guys who, like, I love getting stuff on day one.
Yeah.
But it's like now, like you said, like, there's really no point. So I guess my advice to you guys is, unless you're hardcore die hard fan, you want that game, you need that game day one, I'd really wait at least 2 to 4 weeks before you pick up a new game.
Yeah, right. It's sad to say you have to wait that long just so, you know, people, like, you know, be satisfied with it, with no bugs and everything being fixed and patched up. But, I mean, it's the truth.
Yeah, if you want, like, the game to work better, I mean, it's still going to have bugs. I mean, it's not even the game developer's fault, necessarily. It just happens. You're going to have bugs. You're going to have glitches. You're going to have server problems. Unfortunately, it's something that happens. We should be past that point in gaming.
Yeah.
To where when a game comes out, it should be flawless. Problem is, I think game developers feel like they're rushed.
Yeah, and they have to get it out.
Yeah, they're just...
Especially around the holidays. You know, sometimes, you know, they may have to do that because, you know, they want to make the money for everybody, you know, to go shopping for their kids and family.
Yeah.
You know, it makes sense. You know, their business, trying to make money. But then, like classic example, Halo.
Yeah. Yeah, Halo, the Master Chief Collection, I mean, that it honestly, unfortunately, put me off of Halo. I loved Halo.
Yeah.
Halo fanboy. 1 and 2. I mean, I went to tournaments for Halo 2.
Oh, yeah.
I beat, like, older kids in a tournament when I was, like, 10. Just whooped ass in Halo 2. I was the king of Halo 2. And then when they made the remake, I'm like, I'm going to play the shit out of it. I am going to dominate. I'm going to get back to my prime. Did not happen. Couldn't get into a game. Uneven teams.
Yeah, lag. Right. It crashes. Disconnections. Yep.
And it wouldn't have been bad if they fixed it. It took them months.
Yeah, months.
Months to fix this game. And even then, it still has slight problems.
Yeah.
It's pathetic. When you have a big company like that, who made perhaps Xbox, gave Xbox a name.
Pretty much.
Put them in the console. Because it was honestly only PlayStation.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loved PlayStation. That was the thing. And Crash Bandicoot, Spyro.
That's the thing. They have so games, many good games with no problems. I mean, old gen, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But then Halo comes around. It's like, hey, we want to be with Microsoft and Xbox only.
Mm-hmm.
And it blew up Xbox.
Yeah.
And then you come to, we're going to remake the best games we've made that Xbox has ever had, and we're just going to shit on it. That's what they did.
Yeah, right?
It's sad. I mean, now with Halo 5 coming out, I'm just going to rent it just for the story, because I am curious to see who Locke is.
Yeah.
Is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? I'm interested in that. I mean, the multiplayer, I don't think I'm going to touch the multiplayer.
Yeah, I mean, Halo's always had a good story. But even multiplayer, I mean, I can see they can like, zoom in with their assault rifle now and all that. It's it gets to, I don't know, they kind of totally went away from what Halo multiplayer was like. They're trying to make, I don't think it's their fault. They're trying to make, probably making, like, a new look to it. But, I mean, part of that, it's like, you really can't do that with a game like that, where the fan base played the way it was all the time. I mean, bringing in running and sprinting, all that stuff was okay. Jetpacks, but now you're bringing in, you know, zooming in, and now you have all these powers and, like, all this stupid shit that didn't need.
When you have camo that you just have to tap the left bumper and you have camo, that's actually a huge deal for Halo.
Yeah.
Because that was one of the objectives.
Yeah, right?
Get the camo. Get the overshield.
Yeah.
Like, you have to work together to get that to give your team the upper hand.
Yeah.
Now it's like, left bumper, I'm invisible. That's it. You have it. It just recharges every 10 seconds. Yep. So, if Halo 5, I would imagine they're going to have powers and abilities, jetpacks, all this bullcrap.
They even have class loadouts now. Like, I mean, they had that Halo 4, but yeah, I mean, didn't even...
Even then, that honestly sucks.
Yeah.
You start with the assault rifle. That's all you have. You have to go out and fight for the weapons.
Yeah, right?
That was now it's cool like, part. No, here's the DMR where you could four-shot people. Don't even bother going for objectives.
Yeah.
There's no point. So, hopefully they change it. Highly doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a rent for me. I'm not buying
it. Yeah, I mean, I'm just... I mean, like you said, I mean, Halo 4, I bought it. But, I mean, it was the multiplayer kind of... Took me away from the multiplayer because it was totally different from what Halo 3 was like. Because it was like, you know, the original Halo. And now they totally switched it up. I didn't care for it. Yeah. So now it's just all campaign to me.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it's fine because, like you said, the campaign is awesome. They do storylines.
Yeah, that's what made that game originally.
Really, they honestly have probably the best storyline.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you go in-depth with it, the story is huge. Like, gigantic. Perhaps the best storyline in gaming franchise.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't know one that could be better. Gears of War, obviously, is amazing. I don't know. What else can you really compare? Like, it's got, like, a long storyline that, like, goes on multiple games. You can't do Bioshock. They have their solo games. That, in my opinion, is the best story. Like, single games.
Well, it's probably one of the... I'm trying to think here. I mean... You have also, like, Metal Gear Solid is a big one, too.
That's true.
And, man, I'm trying to think of, like, titles that are so, like, old. They still have games.
Maybe Spyro.
But they don't really make games like that anymore, though.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I'm talking, like, even, like, games now and stuff like that.
Yeah, like, story-oriented, like, multiple. It is honestly only Halo.
Yeah, there's not really many that I can think of at the moment.
I mean, you could say Metal Gear. That's fine.
Yeah.
But even then, like, Gears of War. Can you really say Gears of War?
I mean, it's not as in-depth, though. I mean, there's a story to it, but I feel like it's not as in-depth, though.
Right.
As, like, as Halo is. But it's still a good story.
And speaking of Gears of War, the Gears of War project is apparently a remake. Not a remastered, not, like, this crappy Halo crap that they try to pull on us. This is a remake, which is very unexpected. Because I felt like they did a good job with Gears of War.
Yeah.
But now they're like, we want to redo it. We want to go back from the beginning and tell the story. Which I do agree with. The story was good. But like you said, it wasn't there. Mm-hmm. It is not in-depth. So that's one thing they said they want to do. They want to go back, redo the story, redo the characters. Let you know who these guys are, what you're fighting, why you're fighting. And that you, like, give you, like, a moral reason of, are you doing the right thing? Or are you fucking with these guys just because you want to be an asshole?
Yeah. Like, what I've known, like what I know, like, the story, I mean, I'm sure there's probably, I don't know if it's, like, just fan story or not, but, like, I know, like, the whole thing is, like, because they use emulsion as, like, fuel resource. And when they drilled in to the Earth... That's when they found the civilization of Locust.
Yeah,
and Locust
was in
the emulsion. And, stuff, right? And that's how the big war came out and all that. That's what I know of.
Right. I think the remake, though, is going to show... I think it's going to show how those things came to be.
Okay.
Like, what is a grub? What is a Locust?
Yeah, you're not just in the middle of a fight. Like.
Right. Like, it, in Gears of War 1, it just kind of throws you in, like, oh, there's grubs. Like, what the fuck's a grub?
Yeah.
A grub is like the little worm thing.
Yeah, Locust, get the chainsaw.
Right? It's like, it never really explains why you're fighting them.
Yeah.
It kind of says, oh, you invaded them and they want to come to the surface. And like, that's half-assed.
Yeah.
Like, come on, give it a story.
Yeah, right? Because it's a good game. It's got a big fan base, so.
And I love the gore. The gore is bad.
Oh, yeah, that's what made that game.
So they were talking about, they want to make it more gore. They want to make it disgusting. They want to make it to where, when you chainsaw someone, they want it to make where you go like, ugh. They want to make you like hold your stomach.
Yeah, right.
So, I think that's going to be awesome. More games need to be like that.
Yeah.
Like even Call of Duty. World at War.
Oh,
amazing.
Yeah, that was...
You hit someone
the
with a grenade,
one,
they lost their fucking
yeah,
legs.
Right, yeah.
That is amazing.
And no other Call of Duty ever did that.
Nope.
That was like the only one.
Yeah, and that was my favorite Call of Duty.
That was cool.
That's what they need to go back to. They need to go back to where if you get hit with an explosion, you don't fall over. You fucking explode. You lose body parts.
Yeah, right?
You explode. That needs to happen.
Yeah.
That's what gets gamers into it. You make it to where they want to do that. Mm-hmm. They want to use the big guns. They want to use RPGs. They want to blow you the fuck up.
Yeah.
That's what gaming's about.
Making it fun.
You want to destroy your opponent in the worst way possible.
Yeah.
Not to where, like, in the new Call of Duty, you got a big-ass sniper. You're a badass. Yeah. You snipe them in the head, there's not even a blood. There's not even a blood mark. Like, that, to me, that's not satisfying.
Yeah.
I'm not happy with that kill. I'm gonna walk past you, I'm not gonna even do anything. In World at War, if I put a bullet in your head and I literally blew up your head,
yeah.
I'm going over and I'm teabagging you, I'm adding insult to injury, I'm pissing in that bullet hole. Because that's badass. I destroy you, and I want to add insult to injury.
That was the best part of Gears of War.
That's the thing. Yeah, when you chain someone or just blow them up with a shotgun. There's
like guts everywhere.
Yeah,
like...
you start dancing on their body. Because you're like, I fucked you up.
Yeah, right?
They need to bring that back to gaming.
Yeah, that's...
So, with Black Ops 3 coming out,
I am actually
excited for Call of Duty for once. I have not played a Call of Duty since Black Ops 2. I haven't played Ghost. I haven't played Advanced Warfare. Was there another one since Black Ops 2, or are those only two?
Was Modern Warfare 3 before or after?
I think it was before. Maybe.
Because I know I didn't. I played Ghost, but I didn't purchase it myself.
Yeah, I haven't played either of them. Like, Advanced Warfare or Ghost.
Advanced Warfare I've seen, haven't played. But, you know, didn't care for it. XOC stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it takes away from Call of Duty. I mean, given since they pump these out every year, they have to do something.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, like going back to World at War, what was wrong with that game? Nothing. You had tanks, you had guns, you blew people up, people had fun. That's what Call of Duty is. You have fun.
I thought the kill streaks were kind of cool. You had the dogs at the end. I thought that's kind of cool.
Right. If they kept that same thing, but added more kill streaks.
Yeah.
That would have been perfectly fine. Now they're doing...
The maps were awesome and everything. And
yeah,
not... Nazi Zombies was new and it was so cool.
Oh, Zombies, that was the shit.
Yeah.
I still love Nazi Zombies. I still go back and play World at War Zombies.
Yeah, right?
I mean, me and my friend at... what was it? Was it the second X-Pack? Or the third? No, with DeRise? DeRise?
Oh, yeah, DeRise.
We were, I think, 17 on the leaderboards.
Oh, jeez.
For Waves. So, that just shows we were determined to become in the top 100. We exceeded that.
Yeah, right?
At one point, one very small, hour, we were 4-5.
Really?
We were 4-5. Then we went back and we stayed at 16-17 for a while. And then the modding came in and then now we're in the thousands.
Yeah, right. Cause we're
which is bullshit.
Level 300 and...
Yeah, so if they can make me enjoy that game, Black Ops 3, if they can make me enjoy Black Ops 3 like I did World at War.
Yeah.
Even with whether it be zombies or multiplayer, because I played the multiplayer
insane.
Capture the flag in World at War, I was, what was that? I think I was 97 in the world for Capture the Flag.
Wow.
I devoted my life to Capture the Flag. I would average at least 150 kills a game.
Jesus.
I would dominate Capture the Flag. So, if Black Ops 3 can make me love that game again, holy shit, I would devote my life to it.
Yeah. Well, even just Black Ops series in general was really good.
Yeah, they did a really good job with Black Ops.
Yeah, even the storyline. Even World of War and Black Ops 1, I really like the storylines for them. Especially World of War, they made a co-op and stuff. Like, no Call of Duty was like that before.
Yeah,
so that was kind of cool.
You can't jump in with your friend and, stop Germany.
Yeah,
what the fuck? You can't do that.
Right?
Not in a Call of Duty, anyway.
Yeah.
So... I do have a lot of expectations for this now, and I'm really curious because I do like Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard not to because it's such an easy game to pick up. It's not like League of Legends. You can't not play the game for 2 months, go back, and get a pentakill.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get your ass whooped. I don't care who you are. But Call of Duty, You could play. I haven't played that game in years. Yeah, like, it's at least simple, though.
You can just pick it up and just get used to it again.
Yeah, I could go buy Advanced Warfare right mechanics. Now, and I guarantee I could go 20-0.
Yeah, right?
Without even trying. So, that's what I do like about it. You can just pick it up. Anybody could play it. It's very user-friendly, which is nice, because... Well, I mean, this is the part where I'm iffy. I don't know how you feel. How do you feel about games that you could just pick up at any time? Competitively.
What is competitively? I don't really like that because I mean, it depends though. Because I mean, sometimes like even Call of Duty, people just pick up and play. I mean, anybody can be good at it. So I mean, it does make it a little more challenging, but it is kind of stupid too because you know you get people who just suck and it just doesn't give you any challenge. But games like Gears of War and Halo, where it takes a little more skill, mm-hmm. I feel like it's more like you get to kind of devote your. I like to devote my time to more of that. Because it just takes more skill, and it's kind of like a better fan base. In Call of Duty, I feel like it's just like the game where you just play.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like having games where you have competitiveness and everything. I don't like how you can just pick up a game and just be good at it.
Yeah, it's like that. You could be playing for literally a year of, let's say, you played Advanced. Okay, I played World of War for well over a year.
Yeah.
So I am 97 in the world. I am a god of Call of Duty. You buy the game for the first time, not even ever playing Call of Duty, play for a week, and you whoop my ass. It's possible. You just throw a nade, I die from the nade.
Yeah.
You use an RPG, I die from the RPG.
Yeah.
That's it. It doesn't matter who I am. Mm-hmm. You could be 10 million in the world, you just killed number 97.
Yeah.
You just made me go negative. It's possible. Mm-hmm. That happens. All it takes is... It just... I don't know. I mean, it's really luck-based, I think. More for the fact of who has host.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing that needs to change in all these.
Because, I mean... Sorry.
No, go ahead.
But, like, I remember, like... Man, when I played, like, Halo or Gears of War, and I played people who are, like, top in the, like, in the leaderboards for some games, holy shit. Like, you could not touch them. They were so damn good.
So that's
the mechanics
were
so different, because it's not something, like... And you could probably get a kill... But sometimes, man, oh my god, those games were just so hard. If you were not good at the game, and they were, you were not killing them.
Yep.
They were fucking good.
So that's why I like games like World of Warcraft, where I farm for my PvP gear or whatever, and you just jump in, I am whooping your ass.
Yeah.
You aren't touching me.
Yeah.
That's how it's supposed to be. If I work for it, you shouldn't be able just to walk in, kick me in the face, and I die. That's not the thing. You should be able to come in, blow everything you have on me, I can laugh at you, use half my cooldowns, and you're dead in a second.
Yeah.
That's how it's supposed to be. If you work for something, like if in Call of Duty, if you're prestiging, they should remake the thing where you're with your prestiges. So if anything, I mean, it still won't be balanced at all because it doesn't take anything to prestige.
Yeah.
But at least when you're like 10th prestige or however they have like 50 now or whatever.
Yeah.
At least at that point, you have experience. So if anything, even if you suck, you're still playing, you're still learning. I'd rather have someone who's trying to learn the game, I'd rather have them kill me, than have someone who just picked it up, plays it one day a week, and then just goes off and does whatever. And if they kill me, I'm going to be more pissed at them than the guy than the guy who's actually trying to play the game.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you're, you know, you play a game... I mean, that's debatable. You play a game to have fun.
Yeah.
But see, I play a game. I want to play a game to whoop your ass.
Yeah, right?
Like, if we're playing competitive, if we're online and we're playing against each other, I don't care if you're my brother, you're my sister, you're my mom, if you're my lover. If we're playing against each other, I hate you. You will die. I will teabag your body. I will destroy your organs. I will rip your asshole inside out. That's how games need to be.
All right, I like that. Real
it
talk
needs
right
to
there.
Be competitive.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping, totally I'm hoping with these games coming out, there's a shit ton of these games. I really want more competitive games. Like with Black Ops 3, that's what I'm really... Because I figure that's probably the biggest multiplayer on there.
Yeah.
It gets
picked up.
Yeah, the biggest one that probably have the most people play.
Yeah, besides Halo, which will probably be the next one.
That one would be debatable. I'm curious to see how many people will actually buy it.
People will still buy it.
Because I think they've lost a lot of people with Master Chief Collection. But even then, like, I'm just going to stick with Call of Duty because that's what I'm excited for, mm-hmm. for multiplayer.
Yeah.
I hope they make it competitive. Because I like that. Like, when I play a game, like I keep saying, I want it to where you have to struggle to kill me.
Yeah, right.
Because if I'm doing good and I'm getting strong, I want to feel strong. I want to feel like I've done something, you know? So that's one thing I'm really hoping for with games coming out that do have multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
Make it competitive.
Exactly. That's how I feel.
Make it seem like when you do shit, it counts.
Yep. I mean, even though I'm thinking about Call of Duty, do you think they might eventually make a remastered copies of older games? Like we said, World of War, even Call of Duty 4, or even possibly Modern Warfare 2 or Call of Duty 3, some of those multiplayer games?
With the way Call of Duty is going right now, with their sales, I think it was Black Ops 1 is the best-selling Call of Duty. Call of Duty Ghosts was the worst-selling Call of Duty.
Yeah.
So, I think Advanced Warfare did decent. Not like, I don't even think it did better than Modern Warfare 2 or 3. It didn't do very good at all.
Okay.
So, with the rate they're going, depending on how Black Ops 3 goes, and then maybe the next one, they might be forced to remaster. Because they're losing sales.
Yeah.
Because I think they're changing the game too much.
I think people get disinterested. You know, it comes out every year.
That's the thing. It's like, if I don't get it this year, I'll wait till next year.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Like, I'm a Treyarch fanboy. I love Treyarch. So, I would say even if Black Ops 3 is honestly going to suck, if it has zombies, I'm still going to buy it.
Yeah, right?
I mean, it's Treyarch. I love
it. People do that, too. I mean, like, Black Ops, they didn't have to like the multiplayer, but they loved zombies in World of War. They bought it for that.
That's the thing. And if they
can That's a game of its own.
They need to keep it simple, though. Please don't make it where you have jetpacks, you have a suit of armor, they don't need to do that. Make it simple.
That's what you're saying, yeah.
You have a gun, you have a certain amount of ammo, and you're just in your uniform. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the kind of game I want to play. I want to play where, like, if... I want you to feel like you're scared, you know, when you're playing zombies.
Yeah, right, yeah. Like, oh shit.
Like, if I get hit by a zombie, I am fucked.
Yeah.
In Advanced Warfare, you're like, I have a suit of armor, I can fucking fly. Like, I don't care about the zombies. I'll punch them in the face. Be like, yeah, I mean, that's cool and all, but it's like, you just don't get that fear.
Yeah.
You don't play Call of Duty to get feared, but when you have, like, a train of 70 zombies chasing you,
yep.
Your heart gets a little pumping.
Like, oh shit, backed up in a corner.
So, keep it simple. That's what Call of Duty needs to do.
That's what any game needs to do. Like, all games are popular, all simple.
Yeah, you don't need to complicate. I mean, some games like Dragon Age, like those kind of games, those need to be complicated.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it's like, shit, do I need to equip this piece of armor? Do I need this trait? Do I need this talent? Do I need this person on my team? You know, that's
how it was every role-playing game, though, I feel like.
Yeah, and then that's where that kind of the, I don't know, what you want to call it, the genre?
Or, yeah, genre.
Yeah, that, you know, that role of games, that's where that needs to stay, in the role-playing. Don't bring that to my first-person shooter.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a first-person shooter to where I could summon a cruel storm, I could fly and turn invisible. Don't bring that to me.
Yeah.
If I wanted to do that, I'm going to play World of Warcraft, I'm going to play League of Legends, to where I have abilities. Don't bring that to my shooter. That doesn't need to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's where I feel like Advanced Warfare might have fucked up, is they wanted to just give you more stuff.
Yeah.
Here's a super... Try to here's keep a it jetpack. Interesting
and all that, yeah.
Here's super speed. No.
They're just trying to change it up, I mean, but, like, I can see, like, I see why they do it, they change it up, but, like, when you kind of have a genre that's been out for so long, you change it completely like that, I mean, me personally, I don't like it when they do that.
Yeah.
I like to keep it at least mostly what it was like before, cause that's why I played it.
Yeah.
If you completely change it and make it look like something totally new, I may not like it, and a lot of people probably don't like it. Obviously, when they did Ghost, obviously a lot of people didn't buy it, so, and it's not doing any better now, so... Obviously, the way it was before was what people liked it, so...
Yeah, the rule is, don't fix what's not broken. So, why would they fix something that was working perfectly fine?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I think it was to stay fresh. In all reality, did they need to? I think if they spaced it out every 2 years.
Yeah. I think
2 years would be perfect.
Yeah.
Every 2 years you get a new Call of Duty, that would be amazing. Because not only would you... I think you would keep your fan base a lot longer.
And you have because more, Call of Duty, you have more of a creative idea. Well, I shouldn't say that because they switch up every year, so technically every game's in development for 2 years.
Yeah, because you have Sludgehammer, Infinity Ward, and Treyarch.
Yeah, but you can still... I feel like if like it would just keep, like you said, more, it would keep it more fresh, and I feel like they would have more be able to be more creative with their ideas if they let it come out every 2 years for just a game, not just, you know, every year one comes out.
And plus, I mean, in all reality, you play Call of Duty more than a year.
Yeah.
Like, honestly,
you should still play Call of Duty 4.
That's the thing. Like, really, a year is not enough time to do everything that you need to do in, like, literally anything.
Yeah.
So even not even game related. Like if you're working for a job, getting a year isn't going to give you all the experience you need, all the training you need. It won't teach you everything.
Yeah.
Like school. So with Call of Duty, if you're not done with the multiplayer in the year, and they're going to pump out another one, it's like, well, you're kind of forced to buy the new one if you want to keep up with your friends.
Yeah.
If you want to keep up with like the big fan base and all the popularity.
Yeah.
It forces you to buy that, and it's like, well, exactly. I've been working on this one for 10 months. I'm enjoying myself. I finally got 8th prestige.
That's how I feel.
I finally got this camo. You finally get the stuff that you've been working all year for.
Then everybody just goes, poof, next game.
Yeah, but the new Call of Duty, they throw it at you, and you're like, well, I mean, I guess I'll just kind of go over here.
Yeah, and you like have to buy it, because like you said, everybody's friends gets it, and it's like you're kind of forced to. It's like, if I want to play with my friends and have fun,
yeah,
got to kind of get it.
Yeah, so that's one thing I think they need to change. They won't change it. That's not going to happen, sadly. But not Call of Duty-wise, but I mean, other games have been doing very well with spacing. So enough about that. I mean, we could literally talk for hours about literally anything, especially Call of Duty.
Yep.
But E3 is going on. And we got the dates for you here. If you, I know if you guys have listened to this, obviously
you're probably gonna watch it.
So we got the dates and who's doing what, time frames and everything. Yep.
Okay, so yeah, so E3 starts on June 14th.
I think it's a which Sunday.
Is, okay, it was Sunday. Yeah. So the first company to come out is Bethesda at 7 p.m.
So Fallout.
Yeah. So a lot of good titles. Yeah. And then June 15th, which we believe is the Monday, at 9:30 a.m., Xbox does their conference, and then following them will be EA at 1 p.m., then Ubisoft at 3 p.m., and then PlayStation at 6 p.m. So there's a lot on that one day.
Yeah,
so
that's the big
day. Yeah, the big day for all the companies. And then the next day, June 16th, which is going to be Nintendo at 9 a.m., and then Square Enix is at 10 a.m., following after them. And that's that wraps up E3, looks like.
Yeah, so very curious to see what's going on. The time frame, though, for Xbox from 9:30 to 1,
yeah,
that's a huge window.
Yeah.
So they have a lot to show.
Mm-hmm.
Very curious. I know they said the CEO of Xbox says he wants to do something with PC gaming. My theory is, the thing I've been saying for years that needs to happen, they connect the Xbox and PC servers.
That would be awesome.
That needs to happen.
That would be
You
crazy.
Can get achievements on PC. If that's the case, goodbye Xbox, pure PC.
Yeah, right?
I mean, that's why I built my PC.
Yeah.
And if I get achievements, holy shit, I am pure PC.
Oh,
I'm still
going to
buy Xbox games just for the PC.
Yeah, right?
So that's just a little...
How much bigger of a community we get from that?
Oh, that'd
be awesome.
It would more than double. Easy.
Yep.
So... Good. They have very good time frames, so I think a lot of people are going to throw out their best games, their best ideas. Nintendo's only got an hour. I don't like that. They're not showing a new console. I think they're only showing a couple games, and I think that's all they're doing. They're keeping it very simple this year.
Yeah.
I know the, was it the vice president? He said that E3 is not a big deal to him.
Hmm.
He says he doesn't feel like he needs to do that to promote his games, which makes sense. Because when you hear Mario,
like, yeah, right.
You Mario's don't need just, to see it. Yeah, you're right. Going to buy Mario.
It's a Mario game. You put Mario in front of it.
Yeah, so very curious to see what these companies are going to throw at us.
Just like every year.
Yeah, I mean, this year especially, though.
Yeah.
Because we got big titles. We got a lot going out.
A lot of huge titles.
And this could honestly be the biggest year for console. This could be the last year for console, if you think about it. Because they could be showing games that we see next year, and that could be really that could really be it for console.
Well, console needs a big jump. I feel like, I mean, I don't know if it's dying. Maybe because I don't play as much anymore. I feel like it's dying. That could be why. But maybe it's not. But I don't know. I feel like it's just not as good as it used to be.
Yeah.
But hopefully, you know, like, usually E3 and all that, I think that always brings people back in because they see all these titles that they used to love to play coming back, making new games, making you want to play them again and buy them, which is a good thing. So, yeah, it's always a good thing around June, for especially for this. So,
yeah,
looking forward to that.
So, we will be doing one next week after E3. So, by what, Wednesday?
Yeah.
We'll go, we'll explain everything that's going on. Then, like, our thoughts were and see what is actually going to happen at E3. You know, we could be totally wrong. We could be like, maybe they're not even going to show Fallout. Xbox couldn't even be talking about PC. Or it could be everybody's like saying, hey, we're breaking the barrier. Everybody could be playing with everybody.
Yeah, right?
They could throw that ball at us.
Yeah, it could be crossover servers. That would be awesome.
We might throw out another one this week because we got so much to talk about. We got a lot of catching up to do.
Yep.
So maybe two this week. Definitely one next week after E3 for you guys. I think that's pretty much it, though. We could probably wrap it up
here. Yeah. Well, guys, thanks for listening to us on here. You know, we're actually kind of glad we did this again. It's actually really fun.
Yeah, we love doing gaming ones. Now, we got a shout out to, I don't know what the app is, but apparently you can download an app on your phone that records stuff. It's actually really cool because you're going to get it to work on the laptop.
Yeah, and it actually saves it as an MP3, and then you can, when you share it, it'll send it into an email document. So you can just email to yourself or email to somebody. So if you want to put it on something to actually, put on like YouTube or any like SoundCloud, things like that, like what we use.
Right.
So yeah, it can help to do that. So it's actually not a bad app. It's free.
Yeah, and even if you guys just want to like practice your talking, and like hear yourself. I don't know what you put in for the app. We'll give them a free shout out.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. You just put in recording.
Yeah, it's just I think I just put in recording app.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like the second one.
Yeah, so if you guys are interested, I mean, it works really well.
Yeah, I think it's called Super Voice Recorder. So if you want to look that up.
Yeah, free shout out.
Yeah, right.
Might as well. There you go. Right.
Yeah. So like we said before, thanks for listening on Second City Sports Chat. And
we got to check us out on their website. This is where this will be going up at.
Yep.
Just SecondCitySportsChat.com.
Come on.
I forgot if we made it the whole thing. Yeah, we got our own website now. Thanks to me.
Thanks to me.
Finally decided to build one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, check us out. We got our sports stuff on there, this gaming one. Pretty much everything. It's got links to our Twitter, Facebook.
Yep. Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, everything is on there. You just go to the website.
It's very convenient, so So definitely check it out.
All right, well, thanks for listening to us, guys. We'll try to pump a couple more out for you, keep you up to date on games, try to get some reviews. Really going to try to be doing reviews for you.
Definitely. Yeah, so it's definitely going to be exciting kind of do this again. We're really glad we did this again. It's been so long. We've been slacking. So it's about time that we finally got back onto this. So we'll talk to you guys later.